Mishnah Zayin. Nita Avede Omer Halchik Mishlach Envar Ve'al Tashar Ele Rosha Ve'al Tashyash Min HaPoronos. The Rambam comments on the last phrase in the Mishnah. Mo'amak shetechta otira chote lo tiptach v'toma shehashem yizbarach lo ya'an yishehu el ba'olam haba v'lo tisya'esh mehinakem yimenu nahiru ala chetahu. Because we, usually encounter the word Yeyush in the context of Aveda or Gzeilu Gneiva, so we think of it more in a sense of despair, right? That a person gives up hope of recovering the lost or the stolen object. But at its root, so the Hisya'esh means to discount a possibility. So one contextual form of that is a person discounts the possibility that he's ever going to retrieve the Aveda. But at its root, what it means is, again, to sort of, discount or dismiss the possibility of something. So Altus Yashman HaParonis, the Rambam says, means that a person should never discount or dismiss the possibility of an onesh. Kshetachta otira chote, lo tiftach v'tomar, don't complacently think, shehashem yizbarach lo ya'anishehu ela ba'olam haba. That there's time to, there's no imminent possibility of onesh, of pirun. Lo tisya'esh, in that sense, right? Don't dismiss, don't discount the possibility. Mehi nokem yimenu meheru ala chetahu. So the Rambam here clarifies what is ambiguous, at least in the translation. I don't know how it is in the original. But what's ambiguous in Sefer Mitzvot? So you take a look in Sefer Mitzvot, v'hamitzvah ha-reviyas. So the Rambam writes, "V'hamitzvah ha'reviyas hisha tzivanu l'ha'amin yir'asa yis'ala, v'lehipached mimenu, v'lo niya kikofim ha'holchem b'keri, avol nira b'yason shebucholais. V'hu omo yis'ala, es Hashem lo kechot yira." So when the Rambam says in defining Yiras Hashem for purposes of its inclusion in Minyan HaMitzvos, that it refers to Yiras HaOnesh. So the phrase here is Nira, right? We should fear Bias Oncho, B'chol Eis. So the B'chol Eis is modifying the Nira. That B'chol Eis, there should be an awareness of accountability and liability, that at some point there's Bias Omsha. But no, maybe the B'chol Eis is a double modifier, right? B'chol Eis is modifying both the Nira as well as the Bias Omsha, right? At every moment, we should have a Yira that at any moment that can be Bias Omsha. So you can't really, again, I don't know whether in the original, whether it is discernible, but in the translation, it's ambiguous. But you see from our Rambam here in Perush HaMishnah is that it's clearly intended as that double modifier, right? It's not only modifying the Yira, that the Yiras HaOnesh should be to me this, that at some point there's Bias Onesh if a person does a virus and doesn't do tshuva. But rather, no, the B'chol Eis is modifying both, that the person should have a Yira that at any moment, after Se'ash Min HaPonos, that at any moment there could be that there could be an onesh. just just a little bit more to try to understand the chiddush of Nita Ayurvedi, what he's underscoring. So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchos Teshuvah Halacha Aleph. Beginning in the third line. Bizman she'odom echad or anti medina chotem, ve'osa hachote chet, she'osa midaitu uve'rtzama kemo shehodanu, vo'il hipar mimenu, ve'hakadosh baruch hu yodea heich yifa. Yesh chet she'adin nosen she'nefron mimenu al chetu b'olam hazeh, skipping a couple of lines, V'yesh chet shahadin nosen shenefron mimenu l'olam haba. V'yesh chet shenefron mimenu l'olam ba'olam haza l'olam haba. So the Rambam says, in terms of the tzchar ve'onash, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when it's appropriate that the onash be meted out in olam haza, when it's appropriate that it be meted out in olam haba, or both. And the chiddush of Baal Lechara is the Gemara Kiddushin here in Lamentation of Beis quotes that Rabbi Yaakov, who the Omas Chai Mitzvah Vahe Al Molecha. The Mountain Schor and Shal Mitzvah is the Asid Lava. So what the Rambam is telling us here, which is why this Rambam that we just read is one-sided, right? The Rambam that we just read, even though he's talking about the Yisod of Safa the Onesh, he's only talking about Onesh. So when it comes to Schor, so like Rav Yaakov says, leaving aside the Eidl Dvar. Like Rav Yaakov says, that Schar Bahai Al Malacha. But that's not the other side. That's not intended, and it's not equally true of Amish. Even in front of Rav Yaakov, that Schar Bahai Al Malacha, but Onshim, that there is. And that's what Nita HaRabeli is saying, right? After Sereshman HaPaon is Hagam, again, that you hold like Rabbi Yaakov, that Tzchar Bahai Al Malacha, so don't think that implies that that's equally true of Onesh. No, that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system operates. Now, it's true, it's a pasuk in Chumash, that Mishalem, the son of Elpana Vahavida, that's a pasuk in Chumash. But when Rav Yaakov says, it's Chavai Al-Malaka, he means for someone who's a Ben Olam Haba, obviously. For someone who's a Ben Olam Haba, so then it's Chavai Al-Malaka. Rachman Latzlan, a son of Hashem, who's, who's going to be nechos of chayel and habba. So whatever schar he's entitled to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly does give in this world. But the Jacob says, for a person who is on track, who is a ben olam habba, so saiba amaleka, and that's what Nitai Rebeli is saying, but alfa pichein, alta seashman aparonis, don't think that onesh operates the same way. So this sort of the Alta Sirashman of Paranas brings us back to what we discussed earlier in the Mishnah of Antignish Yisocha Vivihim Roshamayim Aleichem. So we saw the Diuk in the Lashon of Rambam, that whereas the Rambam initially critiques both Hareini Osim Mitzvos HaTorah Kadesh HaKav L'Schar as well as Efrosh Min Averos Kadesh HaNotzim Min HaKvalos, when he then tells us what the right thing to do is, he only revises how a person should be osik b'mitzvos HaTorah. He doesn't revise how a person should be nimna min averos. That yiras ha'onesh is supposed to be a staple in a person's life, in a person's religious experience. So maybe to try to understand that a little bit. At the time, we just pointed it out. Let's try to understand that a little bit. If you come back to the Rambam earlier in Mishnah, what is it, Mishnah Gimel? V'omar im heyoschem ovde me'ava lo tanicho hayira. You see that what else? V'omar im heyoschem ovde me'ava lo tanicho hayira. V'omer im heyoschem ovde me'ava lo tanicho hayira legamrei, v'himor shamayim aleichem. Ki kvar bo b'torah ha'mitzvah b'yira v'hu omos Hashem elokecha tira. Which is exactly the point that we discussed then. It can't be that this is just a stage, that it's something a person is supposed to outgrow. No, it's a mitzvah aseh. It's a mitzvah aseh. V'omer ha'chachamim avod me'ava avod me'yira. ואומרו, האוהב לא ישכח דובר ממה שציבו לעשוסו, והיורי לא יעשה דובר ממה שהוסר מהעשוסו. כי לירה מובל גודל ממצוות ועושה עשה, וכל שכן ממצוות השמיוס. So the Rambam says that Ahava leads to, and therefore correlates primarily with mitzvot aseh, and yira leads to and correlates with Zehirus from Chet. So Yitachain that on one level that the need for constant Yiras HaOnesh is just very practical, very pragmatic. I think that's what the Shor Sheh Mitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch gives for Yiras Hashem. Just as an impediment, as a safety measure against Chet, that even someone who's a big Baal Madrega needs it. But you're talking that there's another dimension here as well. If you go to, if you open it and you saw the Torah here, for like Beis Halacha Beis, and what's that? Beis Beis, and you saw the Torah. So there's a fundamental difference between Ahava and Yira in the following sense. Ahava is not relational, right? When the Rambam depicts the Ahava, so it's got nothing to do with one's own self perception, nothing to do with one's own relationship with to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yer mehem chokhmosu she'en la'each v'lokeitz mi'ad o'oyim v'mishabeach v'mefo'im v'sa'im v'tam v'gadol v'leida Hashem v'gadol. Let them say a word about, again, one's self-perception, one's self-image. So contrast that to how he depicts the sense of yira that the person has, that mi'ad hu nirta la'achora v'yira v'yafachid v'yodeh she'hu birik tana shvela afela. So Yira is relational. Ahava is not relational. And when you think about that, even, you know, if you think of, you know, as a mashal on the most, you know, I don't know, elementary level, that on the most elementary human level, it's like that also. You're afraid of someone who's, if you're walking down the street at night and you see this big guy, you know, looks like he spends most of his day in the gym, and you're afraid. You see this, I don't know, this little thin guy, and he's not carrying any weapons, and then you're not afraid. Yira is relational, right? But Ahava... Ava isn't relational, right? Ava is inspired by an appreciation of the ohuv. It's not relational in the sense that it's inspired by what I am vis-a-vis the other, but yira is, right? Yira is a function of what I am vis-a-vis the other. Now that's what's reflected here in the Rambam's description and definition. And when the Rambam's presenting Yiras HaRomamus, so it's impossible. Yiras HaRomamus entails that the person recognize that infinite gap between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It entails that the person is Yodea Shuhu. Yeda shehu bir yaktan shvela afela omed ez vidas kala muuta lefnei tvim dayas. Now, the pashtus is that yiras haonesh is the same. And yiras haonesh isn't only in quotation marks. It isn't only something practical, something pragmatic in the sense of, you know, if I do this, you know, there's a din v'cheshbon, I'm going to be accountable for it. It's not only, again, only in quotation marks, not to in any way diminish the significance or importance of that. It's not only, again, Yiras HaOnesh is something practical, but it's also Yiras HaOnesh, and also that it means that the person understands who he is, what he is, in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whereas Yiras HaRoMamos depicts, expresses that relationship on the level of our being a birya ktana shvela afela in terms of understanding in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Tmim Deos. So Yiras HaOnesh, the sense that a person's life is right hangs by a thread, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, snaps, Baruch Hu Litzlan. So it's, again, only in quotation marks. It's not only there for the practical import, but it's also there for that the person should understand what he is in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tenuousness, the contingency of a person's existence is all part of an awareness of Yiras HaOnesh. That's also the point of the medrash that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes at the beginning of Shari Tshuva. When he quotes, where is it from Kohelet Rabbe that he's quoting? About a moshal, a person who doesn't do tshuva. So he quotes a moshal, the katshal listem, who were imprisoned. And then they tunnel out, and they have a breakout from jail. And one of them doesn't go. He stays behind. And when the Melech comes and discovers that, so then he vents his wrath, his fury on this one as to why he didn't join the break-in. So again, Lu Yehi, that obviously the Medrash needs to be understood. The Medrash is not saying that he stays there out of, contrition and chatasi avisi pashati, and I don't want to break the law anymore by breaking out of jail. That's not where he stays. He stays there out of a sense of contemptuousness, that he's not afraid of being vulnerable to what the melech can do to him. So it's true not only on a practical level. It's, again, only in quotation marks. It's not only on a practical level that a person is supposed to have that awareness. Not just that. I shouldn't do this avera as a safeguard to the avera, but it's part of the mitzvah's yira, which is relational. And the same way, it's to experience that one is a very shvela v'afela. It's also to experience that one's life is also in the balance. That's part of the Yiras HaOnesh.
Are we saying that it's not true in Abba, that in Abba one should not consider the self at all?
It isn't there.
Is Abba Hashem paradigm for what Abba in frequency is also? It's interesting when we have Abba spoken out in context, that many of them are modern refer to the self.
Halfway up, Kim and I were talking about the way when Abraham says, King.
The Pashas are the I think the Rambam would probably answer your question. So Ramchal says in the Sefer Yerushalmi, when he's defining Chassidus, he says that Chassidus is, the Moshel is, that just as a son who loves his father doesn't wait for his father to make demands, or if his father does ask for something, he doesn't look for just what he has to do, but he wants to be also nachas ruach. And that's an expression of the, you know, the filial love and devotion. So that's what it means. That's what the chassid has in Avos Hashem. So Ramchal does, I think, understand that Ahava, in context of Avos Hashem, is intended in the same term, as in the same sense as Ahava amongst people. Again, when it's a noble Ahava. But the Pashto says that the Rambam doesn't agree with that, with that definition of Avos Hashem. The Rambam we just read here in Mishnah Gimel, where the Rambam says that Amru Chacham Avod Me'Ava Avod Me'Yira, but Amru Ha'Oliv Lo Yishkach Dover Mimasha Tziva La'Sosso, V'Hayare Lo Yasa Dover Mimasha Husa Me'Sosso. Again, the Rambam coordinates Ahava with Mitzvah Saseh, and Yira with Mitzvah Saseh. I understand, if you really love your father, and you know, Shabbos afternoon, he's taking a nap, so you're not going to make noise. Huh? It's not only that earlier at the table you were mizdareis to serve him, but you'll be equally zahir not to disturb his nap. So why does Ahava only translate in terms of Mitzvah Saseh, and you need the Yira to be the driving force in terms of Mitzvah Lo Saseh? So the Pashas is that the Rambam doesn't define, I don't think the Rambam would translate Avos Hashem, again, as love of Hashem, in the, at least not in the sense that expression means to us. If you take a look in the famous halacha of Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, halacha Gimel, Yud Gimel, take a look if you have a basa. The ketzet hi ahava ha-ru'uya, hu she-yoves Hashem ahava gedola yaseira rabba aza ad ma'od, ad she-tei nafsha k'shuva ba'amas Hashem benimtsa shoga ba'tamid. Ke'elu cholei ha-ava she'ein daitam p'nuyim me'avas osa isha, שהוא שוגע בתומד, בין בשפטו, בין בקומו, בין בשעה שאוכל ושעושה. יסר מזה תהיה אבס השם בלב אוהביו, שוגע בתומד, כמו שציוונו בכל לבבך, בכל נפשו, בכל מרדך. והוא ששלום העומד, דרך משהו, ככל עס אהב העוני, בכל שיר שיר, משהו לעניין זה. So the Rambam gives a משהו, כאילו חולי אהבו, שאין דייתם פנויה מאבס עושה אישה שהוא שוגע בתומד. So we would describe that. I don't think we would describe the moshel as love. I think we'd describe the moshel as being obsessive. It's not love. I don't know, two people can be very much in love and each one goes about his or her routine during the course of the day, and then they're not. It's not that they can't focus on anything else. That's again, the moshel doesn't depict love. The moshel depicts an obsession, obsessiveness. It doesn't depict love. So what is it intended to suggest in the Nimshal? The other place where Ahava is also used that way, clearly in the Rambam, it's like that in Nach already, that's where the Rambam got it from. If you take a look in Beis Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Tshuva, Beis Aleph. Ezoi Tshuva Gemur, Zeshubal Yodah, Dovah Sha'avah Vavah, Efshab Yodah Lassah, so? Efshab Yodah Lassah? I don't know if we translate that as, you know, he still loves her, he still has the same lust. That's what that's being depicted here. It's also not love. So Ava at times, obviously at times it does mean love. But again, at its root, Ava means, and what it means in terms of Ava Hashem, is that a person is so mesmerized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so enthralled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his attention is not diverted for any waking moment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this totally being mesmerized, enthralled, captivated. And that's how, again, that's the nimshal to someone who's obsessed with, again, obviously in the nimshal, it's a negative portrayal. In the moshal, excuse me, in the moshal, it's a negative portrayal. In the nimshal, it's the highest madrega. And that's why the Rambam translates it as Shoge Batomid. Again, this totally enthralled, mesmerized, captivated. That's what he was describing in the Rambam we just read in Berg Beis of Yisodei Torah as well. So if that's the definition, so then you understand that a mitzvah's essay, which the person senses, maybe he understands, intuits, you know, oh, that's going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ava will naturally express itself, Ava as understood by the Rambam, naturally expresses itself in Mitzvah's essay. But what's that going to do with checking my suit for Shabbos? How does that come into the picture here? You know, what the Rambam's describing. So obviously it does in Avodas Hashem, and that's why it's there, but that's also why the mitzvah of Vihi Marosh Hamayim Alechem is there for that. So for that sense, in the Rambam, again, I don't think Ahava is, I don't think it translates as love in the way that we understand the word. And that's why the Rambam says, when the mitzvahs lo sasei, is he the yira mava go to mitzvahs lasa say, and then he emphasizes or closer again the mitzvahs hashemios, because mitzvahs hashemios means chukim. Because by mitzvahs hashemios, again, there's no the impulse, the focus, the desire that doesn't seem, the chok seems to be irrelevant to that. So what am I, you know? I'm not going to pay attention to that. Just mitzad ahava. Okay, we're here again. We came back to the mission again. Well, it's also relevant to the next mission we're going to look at. Rambam continues, and he tells us about how Tzdukim and Beisusim, how those two movements began here in Rambam and Mishnah Gimel. V'hoyu l'zeh achochem shnei talmidim. Shema echad tzadok v'shema sheni baisus. V'cha she shomu she'omer zeh ha'maymer Yotzim l'fana v'amha echel l'chavera, hine harav l'amha b'feira, she'en l'adam l'gmul v'la'onesh, v'ein tek l'klal. Ki lo hevinu kavanasa, v'samach ha'echad mehen yedei chavera, v'yotzim l'akol v'hinif ha'atara. And then the Rambam describes how that they thought that it wouldn't be socially acceptable to reject everything, so they postured that they accepted Torah Shebachzav and rejected Torah Shebalpeh, because the Rambam says, you know, once you reject Torah Shebalpeh, so then you can, you know, you can shape and twist Torah Shebachzav into anything you want anyway. So it really wasn't gonna, you know, wasn't gonna clip their wings at all. So it was an innocent mistake. Tzadok and Baisos. V'kashish shamu sh'ama zeh ha'mayim v'yotzim l'fanav v'ama echad l'chaveru hini ha'ra v'ama ferish elam l'agmul v'la'onish v'ein tek v'akha. No, there's less din, less dayan, and then there's no olam haba, there's no nothing. So the whole thing was a tragic misunderstanding. So take a look here in Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avtalion Omer, Chachamim Hizaru B'Devrechem, Shema Tachuv L'chov Ezgalus, V'tignu L'malkom Mayim Haroim, V'yishtu HaTalmidim Habam Acharechem, V'yomusu, V'nimtza Shem Shemayim Mischalo. So Chachamim Hizaru B'Devrechem, you have to measure every word. Why? Shema Tachuv L'chov Ezgalus, maybe you'll be uprooted from your hometown, city. V'tiglu, and you'll be exiled, l'mokum mayim haroim. Rambam, mayim haroim kina l'apikosus. V'omro, hishomu v'divechem b'tocha hamon. When you're speaking in public, v'lo yia b'divechem mokum sh'yisbol perish acher. You can't leave any ambiguity in what you say. You can't allow what you say to be misconstrued. Mipnei shem yiyu shama noshem kofrim, because again, once you're in a different environment, not in the Beis Medrash where you think you know everyone. So Yeforshu Osam, people will interpret what you say Kefi Emunasam, either according to what they already believe or according to their Natiyas. V'hatalmidim kvar shamu Osam mehem, and then others will hear it from them in your name. V'yachzeru la'apikorsus, and Rachman Litzlan, they will then be nimshach to the heresy. And they'll think that that was your teaching. That was your credo. So, again, just to back up a couple of lines here, the danger of being misunderstood, if there's the slightest bit of ambiguity, is primarily, not exclusively, but primarily im yusham anoshim kofrim yifreshu osam kefi emunosam. So it's clear that that's how the Rambam, it's not pshat that Tzadok and Baisos were two holy talmidim who vayehi hayom, and they misunderstood a shir. You know, when you look at the Rambam's description in Mishnah Gimel, I don't know, isn't it worth asking the Rebbe what he meant? Rebbe, is that really what you meant? So instead, they go out, the Kofar Ve'ika, they establish heretical sects. So ask him, no? Ask Antigonus yourself, you know, we didn't understand. What was the Rebbe saying? So that's what the Rebbe was saying, that if a person leaves something slightly ambiguous, If he leaves Mokom Sheyisbo Perish Acher, so then people will interpret it tendentiously. Now, Lamaisa, you can't prevent people from distorting if they're determined to distort. The Rambam writes in his Igeres Tches HaMeisim, which he wrote in response, you know, to the slander that he didn't believe in physical resurrection. So the Rambam says, like, what am I supposed to say? You know, looking up his Tshuva, where I list amongst those Sheinlem Kargo and Haba Akofa B'Tches HaMeisim. And then he says, you know, you can't prevent distortion. He says that the Christians took the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they used it for their belief in the Trinity. He says, so Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, what wasn't immune to having what he writes in the Torah distorted. So the Rambam here isn't saying that a person can prevent. A person can't prevent. If someone wants to distort, they'll distort. But what a person can and is obligated to do is he's not supposed to leave any kind of ambiguity that invites that kind of tendentious misunderstanding and misrepresentation. So, you know, nowadays when if a person says something that's going to be posted online, so you know, it doesn't. Avtalion's concern is not just if Shema Tochu B'chol V'Zgolos and you'll end up in such and such a place. No, a person can be without Golos. His words can end up in such and such a place, even though he's Yoshev B'mkoma. A person has to always try to. It's not pasha, not pasha. But a person has to try to anticipate not just what his words mean given his mindset, but what his words mean to people who hear them with a different mindset, which is basically what this Rambam in Perush Mishnayos is saying, right? Don't assume that everyone is listening with the same assumptions that you're operating with. Don't assume that everyone is processing within the same mindset that you have. No. They're going to be mefarish kefi emunasam. And a person has to try to anticipate, again, what the range of attitudes and factors is that will affect how his words are understood or misunderstood. It's a